We'll open the meeting. Let the record show that all members of the Finance Committee are in attendance. Can we get an approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. All those in favor of approving the minutes by as published, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Public comment? Seeing none, purchasing approvals, Joe?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. The first purchasing approval this morning is we have our, I think it's every 2 years, we have to update our state statute books for most of the legal departments and county government, and that's what this purchase is involved with. And that's the county clerk has two of their election software contract renewals that we pay annually or twice every 2 years. Deb, would you like to explain what these are?
Chairman, these are our preventative maintenance agreements that we have on the tabulators, mm-hmm. EM100s that we operate on election day, and then the auto marks for the voters with disabilities. It is something that we do every year, and I absolutely believe it's necessary in preparation for the elections in 16.
Okay.
These are an annual contract?
Yes.
And these are both these two right here, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions of Debbie?
Moving on with facilities management, we've had to do some repair work to some facilities. In the past month or two, so we have three purchases to approve. Kurt, would you mind explaining these?
One of them is criminal justice. That's when the main breaker wiring was, we found out that was aluminum. It melted and threw the breaker and destroyed the breaker. Had to have it replaced. Luckily, I found one in the day, so made that repair and then repaired some more wiring that was, we found it was bad. Other two are related to Wood River Roof. The roof deck was soft on one section. They had to use toggle bolts and screws instead of the normal kind of like a staple to hold the first layer down. The second one is we found that the actual metal roof deck was bad on one of the sections. So that's a price to replace the roof deck for that, just that section.
This was things you found when you started repairing, right into. Okay.
Just one comment, if I can make, on the criminal justice building. The electrical problem was a scary proposition for us. It happened after hours.
No, it was right about 2 o'clock.
Yeah. 2 o'clock, and they had a hard time finding it. They had a hard time finding the part. We almost had a fire in the building. Luckily, the next day we found the right part. It's old equipment is what it is, so... We were able to shut the building down the next day because no power, transfer some of the people over to the courthouse, or at least work there without power. It's not a luxury we have in all of our facilities. But one thing that Kurt's doing is they're reviewing everything we have over there to try to figure out if we've got some similar situation where we can avoid it in the future.
I'm surprised it had aluminum wiring. I hadn't met many years ago, but that's
that was part of the original part of the building.
Oh, that was part of the old building. Okay,
so
very good.
I'm getting prices on replacing all that aluminum wire, so we shouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Any questions, Kurt?
With the IT department, we have, it looks like, two software maintenance agreements that are being renewed. Timothy, would you explain which
ones? Right. One of them, the first one for NetMotion, is a maintenance renewal. It's a system that allows remote devices to connect into our network. The second one for Zerto is actually a new purchase of a 3-year contract. It's software that's going to help manage our virtual server environment.
Okay. Any questions? Thanks.
And then lastly, with the Planning Development Department, they have a study that they're requesting to be approved with Heartland Conservancy, who's one of our partners that we deal with on conservation-type programs. Matt, would you explain, please?
This is a partnership with Alton, Collinsville, and Granite City. And essentially, we're looking at 12 different neighborhoods that didn't fare so well during the recession and are kind of limping out of it. And we're going to develop profiles for them, kind of look at what their issues are and then develop strategies for improving the neighborhoods.
Any questions?
Those are all the purchases.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dot, second by Ann. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Ann?
Aye.
Kelly. You're Kelly. That's Ann.
Aye.
Okay. I'm Dot.
Aye. Yes, Dot over there. Okay. Bill?
Aye.
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 Okay. Moving on, Bill.
The next resolution is with Children's First Foundation, and I guess it's Judge Hill is not here. He was going to be here to explain. I apologize. He did show up at the Judiciary Committee, but the Neutral Site Custody Exchange is a facility that operates two evenings a week out of the Wood River facility, and it's court-ordered custody exchange in families. It's family courts deal with a lot of problems with custody and things like that. So for the last several years, the county board authorized an agreement with an organization to administer this program. There's a fee that's collected in the courts to pay for it, and the judge has requested a revision in the agreement because there's a need for more people to come in and use this program than what they presently have in their agreement. So this is an expansion of the program.
What's the call? Exchange type thing, Joe.
Exchange, yeah.
Yeah.
Some there's both supervised exchanges where people simply come and drop off their kids, and then the other spouse picks them up. And then I don't know, you know, this is out of my area of expertise, but there's something called supervised visits too, where they have nice facilities and a living type environment. Some of you may have toured the facilities over there, where actually the one of the parents will see their children in a supervised session for whatever reason. So that's the gist of the program.
So the additional cost.
So it's presently $160,000 a year. We pay them each quarter, and it's moving up to $200,000 per year.
But that's all paid to the fees.
It's the fees.
So the fees, right. Those are all court costs that come out of the court.
Yes.
Fees. Okay. Thank you.
Next, we have our agreement with AAIC to do design work on the Madison County Jail. Had multiple meetings over the last several months, a lot of discussion about this project. Held it over for the last couple months to make sure board members got all the information they needed, and we're ready to move forward with it at this time. Just again, and I know everybody, it's like a broken record, this is not the same project that was moved forward a couple years ago. That project was scrapped. We now are only looking at the major deficiencies in the building that either are giving us problems today or will be a liability and create problems for us over the next couple of years. That's the scope of the project.
There's a lot of safety things in this. But, will this take care of the sprinkling system?
Does fire code, fire suppression, deteriorating infrastructure. We have a need to replace the electrical panels, generators out of date, just addressing those essential needs. It does not expand any space. It doesn't expand the size, the footprint of the facility. It's just addressing those immediate needs. We've got, you know, cells that are rusting that need to be repaired, the mechanical devices that open and close doors, security cameras, all those things were identified in the needs assessment that we really need to address, and that's the scope. We're hiring the architect. They're going to design those improvements, and we presently have set aside enough money to pay for the engineering and pay for about half of the projected project. The other half could be phased in the future if funds are available.
Okay.
Can I mention something to the board real quick before you vote? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm really happy, too, that this is a different project. I'm happy that we're not borrowing the money. I was happy with the project. I was set to vote yes in the Buildings Committee day before yesterday, but there was a few details that came up that bothered me. Joe and I have spoken today. It was helpful for me. There's some details that add up to anywhere from $40,000 to $500,000 in savings that we may get before we award the contract to AAIC, and that's what I couldn't get around. I think they're charging about 0.5% too high a fee. Joe says they say they have to charge that due to the nature of the project. I don't know. That may very well be. There's some as-builts for drawings of things that aren't what they thought they were going to be. They're different than what our original drawings might have been or what they drew up first. Once they opened it up and saw what was in it, they had to redraw it. So normally, I understand it's included in fees, but they're telling Joe that in this case, it's an unknown that they have to add for. One of my big ones is a $350,000 charge for an on-site person from AAIC to oversee the project. I know at SIU Dental College not too long ago, there was an $8 million project there. They elected not to take that option, and everything was fine. Generally, the engineering firm sends somebody out there 2-3 times a week anyway, and as needed if people run into problems that are working on site. So I think there's some big savings there. And one other one that was identified was we're wanting to buy a new generator for the project, which is $565,000 estimated. I don't know what size that generator is. They didn't give us that information. It's a big honking generator. I don't know if it's necessary that we cover the whole jail or if that one even covers the whole jail or just the necessities. But the way they set it up in the deal, it looks like we're going to buy it through either the contractor or AAIC or somebody like that, as opposed to bidding it out ourselves. And there's been some objections about that, that if we bid it out ourselves and something goes wrong and they say, well, it was the wiring people's fault. And the wiring people say, well, it was the generator people's fault. And then you're stuck. But we could save around, you know, most dealers would mark a piece of equipment up like that probably about 10%. So at $565,000, we can figure that's around $56,000. So that's a big savings, but it's a big expensive piece of equipment that's expensive to work on. So it's something that needs to be weighed. I don't know if we need to cover the whole... Do you know if that covers the whole jail, Kurt?
It covers necessities that we're going to need.
Necessities. Okay, so we'll need that. So I think we ought to consider that. But Joe tells me, you know, we can still talk about some of these things to these guys, but once we go in and we award them, they're getting 9%, not 8.5%, which is the industry standard. That's $40,000. $40,000 would pay a person that pays $2,000 a year's property taxes for 20 years. So it seems like little because we deal with big amounts, but it really isn't. And it's a down payment on a $200,000 home. So I would like to see if we can get some of these savings because, you know, I think every little bit helps. I just wanted to give you guys that information. I wasn't sure that you would all have it. I think there's some additional savings we can get here, and I think we need to try to go for them before we award the contract. Thanks.
Well, Mick, unlike you, I don't like the fact that we're not bidding the whole thing under one plan and finishing all in 3 years, but that's beside the point. That's what's been done. So,
some of the things that Mick mentioned, I mean, we haven't hired them to even do any work on it. They did a needs assessment. They haven't done any engineering, any architectural work. Some of those answers to his questions have to come after they've done engineering. We don't know what size generator we need. We don't know whether there is an option to do like Mick suggests. That all can be sorted through. That can be reported through the buildings committee and discussed as the project goes on. So, you know, we'll certainly make sure that we have that dialogue throughout this process. Some of the fees that he mentioned are reimbursables. If we ask any engineer to include reimbursables in their proposal right now, they're going to make sure that thing's high enough so that they're not going to take a loss. It's in our benefit as a public entity to carve out costs, say we're only going to pay for what's necessary, not for what you mark up because of the unknowns that you don't know what you're getting into, which would be fair to them. So it's kind of a fair arrangement to carve out reimbursables between the two of us where we they have to get our approval, you know, for all these things through the process. We can certainly talk to them about whether they need to do as much as built, which is the final drawings after the work is done, because work changes and change orders happen and things like that. And Kurt needs final as built so that who's going to maintain that place for the next 30 years has the proper, you know, documents and things like that. I mean, that's customary to handle it that way. So, I mean, that's what we negotiated with AAIC we're comfortable with that. I will go back to them and get additional explanation from Mick because he's requested it. That's not an issue at all, but that's kind of my response.
I believe Mick's concerns are all valid, and I understand them. Where I am with this is seeing, and the Intelligencer wrote an article 2 years ago, and he interviewed me, and I explained why I was voting no then, and I said that I was in support of the project based on public safety, but I was against it because I didn't want to raise bonds, and I thought the scope was too large. So, you know, here we are 2 years later, we're not doing bonds, the scope is smaller, millions of dollars less. I feel like it's time to take the win and move on with this project. I think it's important for public safety. Look down the street, Edwardsville's building a new fire station and police station because they neglected their building for too many years. And I think we need to take care of the jail now so that we aren't doing that down the road. So that's where I am, and that's why I'm voting yes for this today.
And I'd like to say that I don't think the building down the street has been neglected. It's just old. And there's certain things that just wear out, you know. And I'm not sure Edwardsville usually takes pretty good care of their buildings. Anyway, you want to move on?
Yes, sir.
So can I ask one? So this $347,000.
That's a typo. That's not correct. That's just on that cover sheet that we gave you.
Oh.
The resolution itself, the fee is $733,000.
Oh.
The reimbursables are $114,000 up to that amount. We just had that discussion. And then we also include in this contract, once construction occurs, that the on-site inspection, which is always a separate part of the contract, that would be $347,200.
And that's enough to exceed this.
Right.
So
we're approving that amount, but we may not spend that amount.
That's correct.
And the buildings committee would have some oversee of that money?
Yes. They will be involved and have status reports, and they can jump in as much as they want to jump in.
Okay. Very good.
It was the same thing that happened on this building here when Marty was hired to, like Kurt is now, to oversee and make sure that everything...
Buildings committee actually met weekly when we built this building.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's necessary for that project over there, but this was a large project.
Go ahead, Joe.
And then, what else we have here?
So we've got a question. I'm sorry, I'm not sure when it's appropriate to interject or raise a question, but as a concerned citizen of the county, I challenge you to also consider, you know, you're talking about awarding, you know, nearly $1.1 million, just rough numbers, and... I challenge you to consider how often has this contractor in particular that's being considered to be hired, our architectural firm, who's going to then sub everything out from what I understand, how often have they come under budget? How often? Because what I've been told, they've been used on numerous projects throughout the county. So I think that would be a fair, you know, kind of assessment of how they will handle the funds you're awarding them, is how often have they come under budget? And the other concern I had sitting in on the building committee the other day for the first time, it was tossed around the room about, well, you've had 5 meetings to get this figured out. And yet we were in, I guess, the 6th meeting. Is that what I'm to understand? We're in the 6th meeting, more or less, the other day at least. And members of the building committee who have been there every time still had questions. So if they're still left with questions, not just one member, but multiple, you know, and you've got a contract you're looking to award, you know, have you had time to analyze whether they're going to use these full, you know, amounts? And again, it's a third, you know, a third of the budget for this entire project is being awarded to this one entity. So I don't know, you know, in my household, I would... be very cautious in making those decisions.
I think we are very cautious, really. We've checked everything many, many times. Joe, will you move on, please?
Yeah, the state's attorney has their three-year software maintenance agreement with Janel Technology. This is the software program that runs your legal system, basically, in case right. management.
Right, we integrated with the circuit clerk system, so this is our module that we'll be paying now.
Got any questions? That's all you have, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Kelly. Second by Doc. No further discussion?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Moving on.
Is there anything else?
Is that all you have, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Rick, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have the motel tax reconciliation report for March, April, and May of 2015. Total amount collected was $1,376.48. There was a 5% administration fee withheld for $68.32. The total amount to be distributed was $1,307.66, and that is split evenly between the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Southwestern Illinois Tourism and Convention Bureau. That amount for each entity is $653.83, and I move for your approval.
Your motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Moving forward, Mr. Chairman, we have some refunds. Three to be exact. The first one is the special service area payable to an individual for $179.96. This refund is due for an overpayment. I'll bring all three in at once, Mr. Chairman,
yes,
if that's
please.
All right. Second one is from the Health Department Revenue Fund. The total amount is $225. Well, there's a few checks there. These checks are due for overpayments of temporary food permits. The next one is for the special service area for $16.67, payable to an individual. This is a refund due from an overpayment. And lastly, we have another one from the Health Department Revenue Payable Fund in the amount of $64 to the Illinois Department of Central Management Services. This check is due for an overpayment of clinical fees, and I move for your approval.
Your motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Any questions, Rick?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have one immediate emergency appropriation. Subsequent to the adoption of the budget, the county received a grant in the amount of $31,300. This is to provide funding for environmental surveillance, public information, human case investigation, and prevention of mosquito-borne diseases such as West Nile virus and other vector-borne diseases. This is a no-match grant, and I move for your approval on this. It's $31,300.
That's a grant, right?
It's a grant.
Okay.
So moved. Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, we have the summary reports of claims and transfers for July 2015. I move for your approval on that, and that's all I have.
You got a motion?
So moved. Second. Aye.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome.
Safety and risk.
Chairman, we need to, we have one resolution, but prior to considering that, we do need to go into executive session to talk about litigation. So we need a motion to enter into executive session.
So moved.
Well, I do need to state the statute.
Okay.
Pursuant to 5 ILCS 120, Section 2C, 11, and 12, to discuss pending litigation, and we need a roll call vote.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
We are executive session.